Do not accept passengers headed to the West Milky Way. That was rule number one of being an intergalactic taxi driver. The western spiral arm of the Milky Way was about as ghetto as a cosmic quadrant could get, dominated by batshit insane primates and shape-shifting androids who lorded over them with ease. The humans had been squabbling over shiny minerals for so long that their increasingly sentient cell phones had turned them all into slaves without anyone noticing. This was the kind of neighborhood where locals fired nuclear missiles at things from other worlds. Navigating too closely to Earth was considered to be dangerous. These were the same creatures who invented the A-bomb in ancient times but still couldn't feed most of their own kind to this day. If there were any intelligent species there, they'd done a good job of hiding and no one would blame them. Most of their neighbors in Andromeda were smart enough to stay away from the West Milky Way.
Fuck it!
Most of them, anyways. Reptionidae. As he described to his client over the comlink phone, he'd be the only fuzzy blue 5'6" reptilian ottercoon around for 100 light years. Should have been a dead giveaway to anyone who'd ever passed the Xeno Studies exam, but not many people had ever seen a musteloid outside of their tropical home moon, Ushani. They were a simple tribal species who usually kept to themselves in their sandy jade beaches. Suddenly, Quasi saw a set of eyes fall upon him from behind.
Oh shit.
The human. Homo sapiens weren't known to have ever left their home star system, or even their galaxy for that matter. This was far from being okay with the musteloid.
Well, it's about fucking time. You're Quasi, right? Why the hell is your ID say Lacoon?
It was, just my last name. Sorry about the wait, I had to navigate around some rogue asteroids.
Well, ain't you the master fucking helmsman? I can smell the pot in here from the parking lot, you little stoner shithead. Now drive!
Raccoon. adventurer of the night who's taking flight with that. I got enough. I'm up a mountainside and riding back into the sky. I'm a shadow in the alley packing little plastic baggies like a window that it holds. I'm not the fuck like you're doing. I'm a low and I'm staring at a cheap. Wonder what you're gonna say when the cops ask you who is like who. I'm a stray here, was passing through the town today. Made a little bit of change, then I went on my way. I'm just a homeless motherfucker on my way to the middle. Nothing about to ask you who is raccoon.
So tell me, Quasi-Lacoon, you ever been to Earth before?
You know, I can't really say that I have. What's it like?
Imagine living among brilliant green forests, rolling hills, snowy mountains, and exotic deserts. And then, imagine a giant concrete monster shit out a bunch of fucking strip malls and parking lots in your backyard. It sucks, and you already know it sucks. Hell, I'd never go back if it wasn't for my stupid wife and her stupid spells. But I digress. You'll see for yourself soon enough.
Upon arriving at Earth's polluted exosphere, they descended through dense layers of debris floating all around the planet. Within moments of passing through the realm of satellites, the cab's warning alarms began going off as a random missile quickly approached from behind out of nowhere. The human then swiftly pulled the same old tired bullshit that millions of other no-good swindling bastards had pulled since the dawn of the taxi business. He bailed out without paying. However, unlike the others who'd screwed Quasi over, this asshole could teleport somehow. The cab's ion reactor engines exploded when the missile hit, making plumes of smoke and fire trail behind it in its wake. The cockpit shook violently as the cosmic cab now plummeted towards Earth's oceans at a speed that made Quasi's face muscles stretch upwards like taffy. His life began flashing before his eyes.
At least I get to die before my boss comes to cut my balls off.
His subconscious mind grumbled in between vivid hallucinations. Dimethyltryptamine erupted from his brain's pineal gland, a last resort defense mechanism before death. At the very least, he'd gotten over his fear of death a long time ago. Being a cosmic cabbie meant that he'd face death on a daily basis at this point, which he was instantly reminded of when his vehicle's record locks malfunctioned and began projecting directly into his brain. He would soon be reliving all of his experiences as a cabbie before meeting his fate on Earth.
Why can't one end-of-life flashback be good enough for this goddamn universe?